is when you're carving off all of these dollars. Right now, the university has significant excess authority under its university receipts. You budget in this current fiscal year about 55, 60 million of excess authority. That means they have room in their budget to increase spending that much without coming back to you, because they don't have enough revenue to pay for that level of spending. So they'd have to spend that plus the growth that you have in order to bump up against the limit. So there's a lot of issues here by carving them out and treating them very separately than any other activity. I think a lot of the categories you have already speaks to what their issues are: federal receipts, contracts, if they have a contract for a certain activity from an outside unit, that's an exemption in the limit already. So there's a lot of ways. It's really an accounting issue on the university side, more than the fact to just give them a carte blanche exemption. So it's a significant policy decision from our position.
Other discussion on amendment number 12? I'll withdraw my objection. Is there further objection to amendment number 12?
Object.
Senator Green, to your amendment, or to your objection?
No, I'm going to vote against it.
All right. Call the roll, please, Mindy.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman? Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator Bundy?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
Pass.
No.
Senator Dyson?
Yes.
Senator Wilkins?
Yes.
48
to nay. Okay, so amendment number 12 is incorporated as version number C. Are there further amendments? Seeing none, Senator Dyson, if you would take this and bring back a CS for Monday morning, we'll have it back at 9 o'clock. For the committee's knowledge, Ms. Braska has given us a timeline that we asked for yesterday to help us walk through this. There's also a chart in the back that I found helpful, and also a side-by-side with the House's presentation. So, Cheryl, thank you for bringing those down. Back to you.
Okay. On our next meeting, Monday, we'll have SB 368, the tobacco tax, SB 351, an APOC report, HB 357, HB 513, and I think we are adjourned for the day. We're not reconvening. This is ready, and we should be on the floor. You're adjourned.